More Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The cloud with his pants falling down or the dance.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. It is time for our weekly entertainment segment with Ken Glickman, area arts contributor and reviewer for the Lansing State Journal. And Ken is at Stratford today. He's going to be seeing some shows for the next couple of days in Ontario. And welcome him in along with Anthony Cimolino. Hello. How are you, Ken?
Hey, Jack. Thanks so much. And as you know, I am sitting here in the lobby of the Festival Theater here at Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Stratford, Ontario, and it's a great thrill. I love to come out here, and I'm here for a weekend of wonderful theater. Before we get into that, I just wanted to mention real quickly locally that this weekend, the Renegade Theater Festival in Lansing, this comes every year. It takes place in Old Town. It is small plays located in all the small, charming venues within Old Town, and it's great. So if you guys, if anyone can find some time to get out there this weekend, you're going to support a lot of wonderful theater and a lot of wonderful venues in Old Town, and that begins on Friday night. So I really want to talk people into doing that. Well, I am so thrilled today to be joined by the general director of Stratford, and I have watched him on stage, and I've seen some of his plays that he directed, and now he's the general director, and it's my honor to welcome Anthony Cimolino. Is that correct, Anthony?
That's correct, Ken.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'd like to ask you a little bit about your feeling about this season. There's a lot more musical than there have been in the past. Tell me how you thought about creating this season, how it differs from the others.
Well, in this year, we're doing Kiss Me, Kate, and we have John Doyle directing that, and I think a lot of people in your audience will all know John from the two Sondheims he did on Broadway, which did extraordinarily well, and he has a very unique and exciting vision for Kiss Me, Kate, and that's on our festival stage. And then we also have Gary Griffin directing Evita over at the Avon Theater, and Gary last year did a superb production of West Side Story for us. He's a Chicago-based director. He did The Color Purple, of course, on Broadway, and did a phenomenal job. When we were discussing this season with one of our great Canadian actors, Brent Carver, there was a project that he had done years ago, which he really was dying to do, and that was Jacques Brel, and is alive and well and living in Paris. And so we have invited a Canadian director, a man who's done very well in New York and as well in London, Stafford Arima, to come in and direct that production. And he's done a beautiful job. So we don't normally...
It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's so good. And so we hadn't done a musical at the Patterson before, and we thought, well, you know, this is a very good reason to do that. Next year, we're going back to a more traditional number of musicals, as we've announced our season, and we're back to two. But this year, there was just an opportunity to do something exciting and new and take advantage of a great talent.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Now, to educate our viewers, there are four stages here.
That's right.
And they are...
We have a festival theater stage, which was the first real thrust stage that was created in the world, and it's the model for the Guthrie Theater and the Mark Tate Perform in L.A., and the Vivian Beaumont Theater at Lincoln Center was based upon our stage, and as well, so was the Olivier Theater at the Royal National. So it was a fusion of the Elizabethan stage house, the Greek amphitheater, and elements of the Roman stage, and that seats about 1,800 people, and we usually do Shakespeare as well as musical on that stage. Then the Avon Theater is a proscenium arch theater. It's a 100-year-old, more traditional house, and of course it's been renovated and is beautiful, and that's 1,100 seats, as I said, and that's where Evita's playing. And also Peter Pan is playing there, and their place is packed with kids.
Well, I bet it's exciting to see them.
They have a great time. The show is fantastic, but I got to tell you, watching the kids watch the show is almost as good. And then the Tom Patterson stage that I referred to is an elongated thrust, and so it's a long kind of runway.
It's a really unique venue.
It is, and it's so intimate. Yeah. It is so intimate, and it's about 500 seats, but you're always very close to the stage.
I saw Shirley Valentine on that stage many years ago.
It's got great memories, and I had I once asked an audience member, we were having this talking theater forum, and what his favorite stage was, and he put the answer in such a Canadian format. He said, "This Tom Patterson's my favorite stage because, you know, it's almost like we're here in a hockey arena, and sometimes the puck comes right at you.
Everything is hockey. Everything is hockey."
Right. That's right. And then we have a space for new work and experimental work, the Studio Theater, which is extremely intimate, 260 seats. And so there's something for everybody.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Now, the season is always longer than what most people think it is. It begins in April and goes all the way through October, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, to the end of October, early November. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so that's a six-month season.
Yeah.
And what percentage of your audience is U.S.?
So the percentage of U.S. audience varies from year to year, but somewhere between 25 and 30%.
Oh.
And that's a little bit lower than it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and we have noticed that this year that they were beginning a turnaround, that the numbers are beginning to gradually rise again from the United States. And that's exciting to us because, you know, we find that our U.S. audience members, they're real lovers of Shakespeare, and they come here, and of course they see our musicals, but they come, they stay a while, they see all sorts of different plays, and they're real fans. So it's a very important part of our audience
base. And so the Stratford experience is a stay in a B&B at a lovely Victorian home and
right.
having a gourmet dinner and then coming to theater and then seeing multiple productions over a weekend, usually.
You know, Tyrone Guthrie, who was our first artistic director, he founded this theater, but what he really kind of founded was a whole new way to travel and appreciate theater, which is, you know, when you're in New York City and you're stepping over, you know, people on the sidewalk and the sirens are wailing, it's really hard to create something that is in the theater that's more exciting than what you've passed in the sidewalk.
A real community here.
Right, yeah. That's right. Whereas here, you get a chance to come, it's a beautiful setting, it's relaxing, you see a play, you can spend time with your family as you're coming, if you bring your kids or bring your nieces or nephews or grandkids, or you can just come with your spouse and have a relaxing getaway.
And from Lansing, it's just about a 200-mile drive,
mm-hmm.
Which is about 3 to 3.5 hours, depending on the crossing.
Right.
And so it's really a very reasonable weekend foray to come to theater. How many plays do you have this week, this season?
That we have on, there's about 12 different productions. So in an afternoon, you can see an actor, you know, like Christopher Plummer playing Prospero. In the evening, you can go off and see Brent Carver in As You Like It. You can often see cast members do very different work from one play to another. You can see very different kinds of plays, very different kinds of writing, new plays, musicals, classics, Shakespeare. So it's when you come, you not only get to relax, you get to think, you get to enjoy, you get to spend time with somebody you care about, and it helps you, I think, when you go back home, you know, I have a saying, Ken, which is, you know the old one about Las Vegas, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what happens in Stratford, you can take home with you.
Wonderful. Well, and everything is done here. I mean, you create all the costumes right here on site, and you make all the scenery, and you have tours that show how this is done. Is that correct?
That's right. I mean, just to give you some perspective, the Stratford Festival is North America's largest not-for-profit theater. So after the Met, the Metropolitan Opera, we're the next sized
wow.
performing arts organization. We have over 1,000 employees, a budget of $60 million. We have some of the most skilled craftspeople, whether it's making shoes, making wigs, making hats, making the costumes, the sets. So if you can get a tour backstage, have a look at our warehouse where we have over 40,000 costumes from prior years. Come have a look at our archives, which are the largest archives dedicated to any single theater in the world. There's lots to see and so many talented people in so many different areas. You know, I used to be an actor. I love being a director. The great part about the job I do now is I get to work with all sorts of people and watch the plays come together. And there's so many talented people for so many walks of life, so many skill sets here.
Well, thank you so much for being here, taking your time during this busy season. This is great that you spent time with us, Anthony, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, we have, at the beginning of November, 16 teaching artists who are going to be going through the state of Michigan, working with teachers, and they'll be in Lansing as well, and they're going to be working with teachers and students, helping them make Shakespeare, you know, alive and exciting, basically teaching them scene study so that when they work with their classes, it really comes to life. So
maybe we could talk again when that tour happens.
And you might want to talk to some of those people who are coming through, because I think they have a. We do this annually, but this year we're covering a lot of geography, and I know they're going to have a great time in Lansing.
Great. Well, thank you so much again.
Okay, pleasure.
Bye bye.
Hey Ken, great stuff, and thank you for reporting from Stratford. We will see you next Monday. Another Get a Job segment. We'll be right back with more. Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.